Hey Yak listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
What did you guys get for your Pollyannas today? What did you guys receive?
For what?
Your Pollyannas. You, no one else got gifts? You surely must have gotten gifts for the Pollyanna today.
I don't know what word you're saying.
I don't know.
Pollyanna?
You're like the Pollyanna?
Pollyanna?
What'd you guys get for the Pollyanna?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you not know what a Pollyanna is?
No, no.
What words are even close to Pollyanna that you could mistake that for?
Well, I didn't even know that was a word alone.
Never even heard the word before.
The Pollyanna?
Never heard anyone say
many
that.
Many years?
No, but that was good. That's a good translation.
What?
Pollyanna. Like a Pollyanna, like a gift swap.
Oh, there was the gift swap. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did no one else get anything?
No.
The boss lady gave me a gift today.
What'd she get you?
What? You fucking got this motivational color.
Yeah.
Roan. Yeah. Thank you, Erica.
Did she get that for you?
Yeah.
It was called
it
You Got This.
Assholes crazy.
Nah, this needs to change.
That is very motivational.
Fuck, that's awesome.
Yeah, aren't you guys? I can't believe. So no one else got anything?
No.
It's fucking weird, bro.
Fuck.
That's, yeah, exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
So who did you get in the gift swap? Is it a Secret Santa style thing?
I got Fostooli.
What'd you get him?
I got him a mud cake.
Yep.
A mud cake, no fork, and he's just over at his desk eating it with his hands.
I've traveled with him on two video shoots, and when he's thirsty, he orders a mudslide.
See?
He's drank a mudslide to quench his thirst.
See?
Nobody does that.
The guy likes mud.
He loves mud.
He's just the mud guy. He's just blasting puddle of mud all the time.
Watching that Matthew McConaughey film.
Wearing his mud jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Where's mud? Mud was a pair of jeans.
Is puddle of mud a play on, because the spelling, DD, is it meant to like be a letter swap where it's muddle of pud?
Mm. Yo, that sounds like a great euphemism for sex.
Mm-hmm.
She muddled my pud.
I left her in a muddle. A muddle and pud. She hates me.
A puddle of mud.
See, now we're fucking all going.
Yeah, this is it.
Don't get me started.
Now we're off the
up.
Fucking rails. Welcome to the Yak. Big Cat's out today, but he's here. Brandon Walker out today, but... He's here too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is he coming in or he's just out?
No, he's out.
Look at me teetering. Is he a masculine sitter or a feminine?
Yeah.
It's 2021.
I always thought when I was a little kid that men that sat like this were real men and men that sat like this were big pussies.
Yeah.
And I think it's just about your hip tightness.
Yeah.
I think you need to stretch your hip not to be a big pussy. Try it.
Brother, I'm sitting like that right now. I don't like how it looks, though.
Yeah, exactly. Like you look like an intellectual. But now you look like a fucking man's man.
I know. This is the most comfortable way to sit.
We have two wrestlers coming into the office today for, I forget what podcast, but we got to get them in here.
We got to.
I think we'll just hit it off with those boys.
You know who it is? Can we say who it is?
No.
They'll know when they walk in.
Yeah, by the theme music.
Nikki's fanboying.
I don't even like wrestling.
You really want to meet these guys, though.
I haven't taken advantage of any of the people that come into the office. And then
you
when
start
Carmelo walked in, Kyle was just like, dude, you sound ridiculous. I was like, no, it's way cooler to be excited than to ignore.
Yeah.
Facts.
I wanted to see...
And I take it back. I changed my mind.
Wrestlers I wanted to see David Ortiz when he came in, but I missed him.
Big Poppy?
Your coworker.
Yeah, Poppy.
You could just see him at the company meeting. Yeah. See him at the happy hour.
Dave, over here.
Dave, the most famous Dave we work with, unfortunately.
Fortunately, that's just how it is.
Tough pill for the boss man to swallow, but he's got to do it somehow. Yeah, we should. And Kyle's not in this bitch?
He, train mishap. He zones out on the train, and he always ends on the he always ends up on 72nd. Every single time.
It's pretty it's a pretty big leap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Kyle.
Yeah.
From 34th to 72nd.
But the fact that it's always the same leap just makes it that much stranger.
It's his muscle. I think his muscle memory has gotten used to the mistake now.
Yeah, his circadian rhythm.
His circadian rhythm. He needs to ride the train barefoot to get that figured out.
He's got to get like Efron and just do a cartwheel on the train. Did you see the fucking video that Large posted yesterday?
No.
Person just shitting on the train bench. Full train just shitting.
Large
on the
and
train
KFC
bench.
Love posting those videos.
Yeah,
just
why?
Disturbing things happening in New York.
Why do they want that on other people's
I don't
timeline?
Know what the thought process is when people are like,
I gotta retweet this.
When people are like, man shitting himself on the subway in New York. They just don't make cities like this anymore.
Yeah.
Like where's the positive turnaround there?
I thought that would be a daily thing. I'd see. I haven't seen a mariachi band.
Oh, I saw three different
people. If any stoolies are out there and want to just see me on the train and want to start cranking it, let me know.
I saw three different people peeing yesterday, and one of them was a woman full.
A woman?
One of them
How
was
many
a lady.
Women was she?
One of them was
I
a
saw
lady.
A woman peeing.
One of them was a lady. Peeing outside of our office, full, like I saw her whole cooch.
You saw the top to bottom?
Yes. She was squatting and then she got up with just no pants on. And then
she put her pants on. She's a regular outside of the office. I've seen her cooch.
It was shocking.
What's our solution to that? How do we
gather
the problem?
Up all the homeless and throw them in prison?
That's I've heard Big T say that
unironically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put them on a train.
Completely unironically.
We find a nice camp for them. Yeah, it's tough. But
it's one thing seeing a dude peeing in public because they're usually just in a corner. This lady was just squatting right in the middle of the sidewalk.
There was this one pop-up shop this past weekend I saw an article about that they put a bunch of like sunflowers outside for the next day, and the next morning they were all just pissed and shit into the point of no return.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where was that? Dim Square?
What square was that? Some dumbass square.
Dim.
Was it actually Dim Square?
I have no idea.
Imagine how much poop would it take to take down a sunflower? The tallest and strongest flower.
And poop is like the one, like flowers and like plants are the one thing that you can poop on and be like, all right, there's a silver lining. Too much poop?
Yeah, it blocked out the sun like 300.
It's those Persian turds.
Oh my God.
They must have used a lot. They must have pooped a lot into those plants.
I can't imagine it taking down a garden. Just like
it had to have been
bowls.
Prince Xerxes that took a shit.
Yeah.
What would that sound like?
I am a gracious shitter. I am a powerful shitter. So much shitter will block out the sun.
Oh, shouts to Xerxes. We are off the rails already today.
What do we got?
PFT.
How heavy
down.
Is poop?
He's got a little pep in his step.
Yeah, what's he
Well, that's an about? Average poop. There, that was no... not. Search how much poop does it take to kill a sunflower. And that'll redirect to my Twitter account.
Poop eats sunflower. Poop.
Yeah.
I weigh myself before and after shits like a couple times a week.
Yeah.
I'm curious about it. I'm that curious about
I've
it.
I've never done that.
Really?
I don't have a scale.
Yeah, I don't
scale
weigh either. Myself.
I badly want to get sass a scale now and own. You could benefit from that. But I want it to be like when a bunch of grade school kids like buy their teacher a pair of new Jordans. I want to like come in and buy you some shoes. Some new shoes.
Yeah, they got to get new ones.
We got to crowdsource some new shoes for Sass.
It
we'll
was
give
one
it
thing when the left one was ripping, but now the right one's got a full hole from the sole
the
into
the
shoe.
Hole.
A full hole. Soul full. Yeah. You gotta get
full hole. Soul full.
Did we ever talk about, do you know how, like, women's bathrooms have, like, they'll either take down the mirror or they'll put, like, you're beautiful
on the mirror?
We went to a bar and I went to the men's restroom and I thought it was another a motivational quote for a man on the mirror. And it was just like, she doesn't really want your number. What did it say?
No, it said something way worse than that.
It was just like, quit pressing. She doesn't
want your
number. I
got to find it. It's like, she blocked you for a reason.
Yeah,
give
that's
it
what
a
it
rest.
Was.
Yeah.
Jeez.
The dude who did that is definitely trying to like ward other dudes off the scent and soak up all the pussy for himself.
He's going
to
soak up all the pussy.
Yeah, he definitely wants it all for himself, and he's trying to bully other guys off the ball.
Imagine being in the bathroom writing that down, being like, this is going to be so sick. I'm going to take
a picture of this.
Yeah.
He's just sitting in the stall watching.
This is going to slap on Instagram.
Yeah, and it probably did.
Yeah.
They blocked your text for a reason. I know what you did.
Ugh. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It was a woman. That was a woman that did that.
Also, they made
no self-respecting man's ever going to put that up anywhere.
They made me take my hat off.
At
so
10.
I went to the bathroom to try and wet it, and then there was no air dryer or paper towels. Yeah, the hat.
Yeah, what the hat.
So then I was just sitting in the bar from head to
at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, hats come off.
On the dot.
Yeah. The at 10 o'clock, around. The guy comes around. He's like, hat's got to go off. It's 10.
Where were you? Were you at like a debutante's ball or something like that?
Pretty, yeah. Pretty
white gloves
bar.
On, gentlemen.
Pretty much.
Use your smallest fork for the sorbet.
Run of the mill bar.
We're at a little place called Brass Monkey.
What's a mill bar?
Yo. Shut the fuck up. We just got our prep sheet from Che.
Wow, I'm more of a tactile guy.
Yeah, I like paper. I know, it feels weird.
I'm not printer, a good test
printer
taker.
Printer was dead.
There's only one printer in this entire office.
He was the first person to ever try cheese, and were they a pervert? No. Just hungry.
I mean, it wasn't just ready-made.
Cheese?
Well, milk more so,
I think.
Yeah,
milk would predate cheese.
So it went from just milk to... We were consuming breast milk, then we decided to consume cow milk, and then cow milk went a little bit bad, and then we started whipping that into butter and just sifting it into cheese.
Where does cream also lie on like that scale of discovery?
Cream's probably in the milk family. Cream probably predated cheese.
Yeah.
A you pervert so? Wouldn't just like yank udders. It would probably suck and fuck.
They would suck and fuck the udder.
And there are probably perverts that sucked and fucked udders, to be sure.
Of course.
But still are to this day.
Yes.
They're probably disappointed in how flaccid the udder was, though.
That's what Frank means when he says utter fucker. he's talking history to us.
Did you see Coach Doug's and Frank's back and forth?
Yeah, very strange.
What
very
was that?
Strange. That was something. Yeah, you tweet that.
Maybe something you
keep to yourself.
Maybe we could pull that up. From all angles, maybe you keep to yourself. Say it.
Yeah. No.
Say it.
Very weird.
Pull it up. Should we?
I just did a double take when I saw that.
I read it so many times.
That can't be right.
Wait, like, I can't.
Can we get the camera on Sass so we can see his double take? Yeah. That was my actual facial expression when I read it.
I know. Sitting across from me, I was like, Harry.
Yeah.
What?
What's gone wrong?
Rubbed your eyes.
What?
Loud-ass blink. Blink, blink, blink. Do we have that tweet up, Steven? He's getting it.
TJ would have had that up in a jiffy.
Yeah, he would. Fucking, I miss TJ. Fuck. Driving up to Boston. All
right, that's the plot. Roan, you play Frank. Owen, you play Doug's.
And who's going to read the stage directions?
I will. I'll just go fuck myself. And Sass, right,
you read, Sass, you read Frank.
Yeah, you read Frank.
And I'll go fuck myself.
I know, I'll go fuck myself.
No, I'll go fuck myself. You read the stage directions and
do you want me to do like a movie
Ducks.
Trailer voice?
Yeah.
In a world where two men drive up to Boston.
It would be cool to be in a show or movie filmed in New York.
I feel like I put a lot more effort in than you
just
did.
Yeah, Owen.
Owen, you're off. You're off.
I don't know how to be big.
Roan, you're on.
You know what would be cool? To be in a show or a movie on the silver screen filmed in New York.
Yeah. Yeah. You could be a rape suspect.
What?
You could be a rape suspect. A rape suspect, and I would be a gangster.
Coming into theaters in November. Rapist.
What
really
the fuck?
Just not great.
Was Frank just thinking that the whole time? And if that's what he thinks about Doug's, his closest confidant and road partner in the office, what does he think about the rest of us? I can't wait till we have him on trial tomorrow and talk about it.
No, that's not tomorrow.
Oh, that's Thursday.
No, I don't think Thursday. It's, I'm out Thursday and Frank's
what?
Out Thursday.
Frank's what?
Out. He's out all week.
What the fuck?
Yeah, why are you out, Nick?
He's, wedding.
Fuck yeah. Are you getting married?
No, but I'm
who's the lucky guy?
I'm in the bridal party. Is that what it's called? Is it, are men in bridal parties?
I think so.
Groomal party?
You're a groom man in the bridal party?
I'm a groom man in the bridal party.
Hell yes, dude. That's going to be awesome. How many weddings have you been to this summer?
This is my fourth.
That's a fucking lot.
Too many.
Yeah, and I feel like there's other people out there who are just going to one every weekend.
Yeah.
Like, there's people who are just slogging through weddings. This has to be the most wedded summer of all time.
I was a groomsman in three of them.
You were?
Yeah, that's like $600 in tux rentals.
Dude, 28 is when the first wave happens.
Yeah.
And then I think there'll be another wave in about 4 years for your group.
Are they
I
all
think
so when my friends get divorced
and white,
married.
Black and white, why don't you just buy a tux?
No, they're all white that get married. I'm from West Virginia. I'm going to a West Virginia wedding.
That's going to be fun. You're going to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, maybe.
We're going to miss you, though.
Yeah, I'll call in.
You promise?
No.
You fucking son of a bitch.
You're a liar,
gotcha.
Bro.
Did we talk about the fact that we're going to do a live show eventually?
No.
Well, we're actually doing a live show soon.
Yeah, pretty soon.
Not eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, soon.
What is that, October?
14th.
14th?
Yep.
And it's
in about 3 weeks.
It's just us.
And KB.
And Kyle. But it's not Brandon, Big Cat, or Caleb, or Steven.
Yeah.
No offense, Steven.
No offense, Steven.
Is it cool that we're doing this without you?
More than cool. I'm watching Bucks Eagles that night. Sucks for you.
Oh, shit.
I thought we're going to that game, Steven.
Originally had planned, but that's cool.
Oh,
that was the least cool. That's cool. You didn't mean that at all.
No, we haven't built out plans yet. That was a feeler text when the schedule came out.
Dude, Owen.
Oh, no.
How could you book that on a night when the Birds play? Sass knows how serious I take the fucking Birds.
I do. Too serious.
It's not too serious. It's just very serious.
We're also doing a live show in Boston.
Are we? Are we?
Yeah.
For sure?
And it's big.
All right.
You ever heard of the Wilbur?
KB, what's up, brother? Let's make it a three shot.
What a nightmare.
Kyle.
What was the nightmare?
We're about to have Amoroso in here.
That's the face. Yeah. Shit.
God damn.
KB, what was the nightmare? What, man? What happened? You good, bro?
Travel mishap.
Fuck.
Did you end up on 72nd again?
Yep.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Beautiful.
That's Columbus.
September Circle. Tuesday in Manhattan. Just happened to take the wrong mode of transportation.
What did you take?
Walking?
No, that had to have been the right mode if it was going uptown.
I don't know. I was trying to do like a 9/11 thing.
9/11's dead, man.
No, that was your. Was that your daily?
That was your personal. That was my daily.
Fuck. What's good though, brother?
Not much. What are you guys talking about? Boston?
Yeah.
Behind my back?
No, the live show.
What?
Live show in Boston.
Not quite.
It's gonna be us and Nick.
300-seater.
Is this stamped?
No.
Dude,
no,
I would,
but we're
I would
manifesting
have crazy
it.
Imposter syndrome in that situation.
Yeah, same.
Why? In what situation? Having a show?
Yes.
You're going to do it.
Ugh.
You get imposter often?
Yeah.
Really?
That's it. You ever see the documentary Imposter?
No. Is it LaBeouf?
Like a 30-year-old French man just
so maybe.
Posed as this missing child, and like the family took him in and just believed him.
Really?
Yeah, that's you.
Were they like in denial? They were just
yeah,
like,
yeah. I think that was like the psychological effects of extreme denial.
Was he just vib shaped, or what was
he? Didn't look a thing like the kid. He looked a little bit youthful for 30, but he did not look like a 18-year-old boy.
That's got to be going on
from
more
Texas.
Than we give him credit.
I bet
for.
You it does. It doesn't.
No. Mm-hmm. That nobody's being imposters anywhere. How would you even know? No one's going to tell you about it.
For a missing kid?
Yeah, it probably happens like once every decade.
I bet it happens more often
good
than
stats.
You think. You think that once every decade?
Yeah, if I had to guess. I can't imagine that's like a very popular reoccurrence.
I went down a TikTok rabbit hole of these ladies, nurses talking about people who have just confessed murders.
Yeah.
To
oh, yeah, was, those
we
are
were,
all made
yeah,
up.
We were talking about that too.
They're all made up?
Yeah, I've decided.
Oh, okay.
That could very well.
What,
that would
they?
Actually
what,
be awesome.
What do they? Who confesses to murder? People dying?
Like they're on their last breath, and they're like, I was on the second plane in 9/11. And then they just die. Or they're like, I killed 17 children in 1963.
I believe them because most of them are like people like being super racist.
Yeah.
And they'd have like no reason to lie about it. It's like, yeah, I got a young black kid killed in my town because like I said that he like looked at me or something like that. It's like,
Why would you lie about that if you're dying and so medicined up and like anything that you see, you could like, it could be like, I cut Qui-Gon Jinn in half. Just like, oh, okay. Like it's the most recent thing you see.
Yeah.
And you fuck with Qui-Gon, Kyle?
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah.
He's from that Weird Al Yankovic song.
Yes, I was going to say. I remember him from Weird Al, but I don't know. It's a Star Wars?
It's a Star Wars. I did read one about a guy who confessed to a murder, and he told them where the body was, and they went and they found the body.
No way.
Like the bones.
I hope they
so
arrested his geriatric ass.
He died.
Really?
So then he won.
He did.
That's incredible.
They should still arrest him.
Who are these guys?
Yeah, what is the limit to what you can confess in hospice? Like, is there something that, like, people will be like, yeah, we have to punish him?
Dude, well, they basically made it seem like all the hospice nurses were such pussies. They're like, yeah, he said that he committed
mass. Who are these guys?
They're probably like...
That's a advertising client.
I thought it was going to be...
Advertising for what? Gucci?
Yeah, golly.
Seriously. Fucking Gucci Mane's team.
The Gucci team just rolled through here?
Seriously. What makes you think Gucci?
Was Qui-Gon Jinn Liam Neeson?
Just thinking of a high-end.
Still is.
Realistically, it's probably like Black Rifle.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Could be. Not that there's anything again. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
If it's dude wipes, we're gonna have to step outside.
Yeah.
My asshole's dry and ready to fight.
The dude wipes comes in.
You know, dude wipes has more followers than both of our podcasts on TikTok, and the only thing they post is Wipe Wednesdays.
It's great marketing.
They thought of the good ideas first.
Yeah, that's good.
We don't have fucking good ideas on TikTok.
Wipe Wednesday is good.
Our TikTok is like permanently banned.
We're just not allowed to post. And apparently, have you been getting the DMs? People get notifications when they try and follow us, being like, this account has this account's broken multiple community guidelines.
These boys have been bad boys many times over.
Kyle, why don't you make a TikTok for us? We haven't posted in about 8 months.
Yeah, let's do it. I think you just have to post. That's the secret to success.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. For anything.
The one they didn't like was Sass said, which D'Amelio should kill themselves?
I didn't say that any of the D'Amelio should kill themselves.
Oh, no.
I would never say, such a thing.
Or that they were talking about it?
Yeah, I said they were talking about killing themselves. Well, they weren't even talking about killing themselves. The whole show, the whole D'Amelio show is them, like, crying, and then at the end, like, this black and white screen rolls in, and it's like the Hulu.com/D'Amelio resources if you're ever feeling suicidal or depressed. And then I went to the link, and it's just this, it's just a big suicide hotline with like the Hulu logo in the background,
and it's a link to their merch.
Yeah. And I was just explaining that, and we got like banned for it. Fucking Mark D'Amelio shut us down.
We were just reporting the news.
Do you need a degree to work for a suicide hotline?
No,
I doubt it.
Any
background?
That would be a taxing job.
Psychiatry?
It's just a call center. You just apply to every average call center, and it's like you can either like sell like furniture, you could traffic on Wayfair, or you can
save lives.
You can try and save lives. And if you suck at it, it doesn't matter. You're getting paid $8 an hour anyway. Mm-hmm. No skin off your back.
You probably need some sort of degree to be able to work on the suicide hotline. Actually, no, you probably just get like a script. No, you probably do. You probably just get a script, and they're like, if they said this, say this.
There's people who are failed like negotiators, like hostage negotiators.
Nick, do you want to try?
What?
You want to be my hotline?
To kill myself?
Yeah.
We said we were going to call and ask for the D'Amelios.
Be
like
my hotline. I want to kill myself.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, bet.
Can I get the D'Amelio script? Mantis was calling in to a suicide hotline.
Imagine like bragging about shitting on company time, and you're just like, dude, you work at a suicide hotline.
Yeah.
They're not paying me for the commute.
Would have saved 4 more lives if I didn't have to use this wet-ass rag to wipe my butt. Could use dry toilet paper instead.
Are we still in cahoots? Anyone with dude wipes? Oh, yeah. Around this firm?
Che. Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Yes.
I never said the name. I said wet rag. I personally love the wipes. Makes for a clean hole.
Yeah, but you still need toilet paper after.
I brought them to Africa with me.
Why did they just cut to those two chairs? Who's on the ones and twos back there?
Habit.
Muscle memory.
Look at TJ just...
Look at TJ.
Looming over Che. The angel of death.
Oh, no.
TJ.
Quick sub. You want to sub in?
Waiting for one slip up.
The dark cloud of death. Did you see that one 9/11 clip where the lady gets pulled into the one shop and she's like, my stuff's out there. And they're like, we don't care about your shit. Like, get in here. You're going to die. And then this cloud comes through and the one guy screams out, the black cloud of death.
Oh, I missed that.
It was fucking harrowing. Man, it was harrowing.
He's a poet.
Yeah, it was incredible language.
The black cloud of death.
It was incredible that he said that in that moment.
That's his first reaction. He probably went back and like voiced that, did a voiceover of that after.
He's like, he definitely screamed like a pussy. He was like, oh, let me switch it up.
Have you ever seen the movie The Mist?
No.
It's an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Stuck in a supermarket?
Yeah, but then it's like this mist that comes and kills you. And the end of the movie is the guy has a gun and he doesn't have enough bullets to kill everybody and himself. So he kills like his kid. He kills these two elderly people and he steps out into the mist to die. And then the military rolls through and like saves him.
Yeah. Is that Shyamalan?
That's Shyamalan.
Shut the fuck up. He killed his kid.
And then
the end?
Just rolls credits. It's like, all right. Okay.
No way. I gotta watch that.
I'm not a big fan of like an ambiguous ending.
That wasn't.
Well, that's not.
I'm not a big fan of an ending that you just like that's not the end of the story. I want to see his reaction. He killed his kid.
But I want to see him
at the military explaining that he killed his kid. Like I never,
you don't ever want movies
I don't want
to
movies
end.
To end. No. Yeah, exactly. I want them to keep going.
And then what happened?
Yeah.
After they beat the Monstars, like what was the parade like?
It's like I don't know.
They found Nemo, and you're like, this is kind of ambiguous.
Does he grow up to be a successful fish?
What happens with Nemo?
I like fans of movies who like beg for like additional storylines and what actually happened. And it's just like the guy who wrote it was just like, oh, whatever I want it to be, I can tell you.
Because
it's my imagination. It didn't actually happen.
And J.K. Rowling takes advantage of that more than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Dumbledore was sucking Harry Potter's dick the entire time on the low. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows.
That was more behind the scenes, though.
Actually, Harry Potter was in Nambla, and he was asking for it the entire time.
She has made a lot of revisions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's piling things on Dumbledore.
Very transparent.
Yeah.
Which is ironic, because she hates transparent.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, fuck.
What's TERF mean? That's what she is, right? I saw everybody saying she's a TERF.
What is TERF?
It's a dual income, no kids, I think.
Yeah, it is. Mr. and Mrs. Dink.
I'm pretty sure.
I think it means young urban professional, right?
I'm pretty sure that's what it breaks down to. Nick, don't take this the wrong way. But if we...
I'm going to.
If we were The Office, I think that you'd be Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I take that the wrong way?
I think you would, dude. I think that you'd be the Jim of the entire office.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Dave would be Michael, but I think that you would be Jim.
Who would be Michael?
Who would you be?
I'm going to walk in tomorrow and just spill a giant vat of chili.
I'm not.
You sure about that, Ron?
Bitch.
You sure about that, Ron?
Who am I now?
KB would be Oscar.
Wade.
Yep.
Of
yeah, KB.
Yeah, of course.
Because you don't look like him, but you do. You have similar in.
No.
Oscar.
Wait. No, I don't.
Yeah. You
no,
do,
I'm
actually.
Thinking of. No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, because you don't look like him at all. But you definitely.
No, I don't. Look
it's
a vibe like
thing.
Him.
It's a vibe thing.
Jim and Oscar have an unspoken kinship too.
Yeah, definitely. And it's just like a vibe.
How would I be Oscar?
You guys have like similar interests. He's like a numbers guy and a guy's guy.
You're a land guy. It's analogous.
I don't know who would be Michael. I don't think we really have a Michael. Big Cat.
If you're Jim, maybe.
What?
What?
All right. What about you, Ron?
Well, if you're Jim, then who's Pam?
Wow. Oh. Maybe KB's Pam.
Oh, KB's probably Pam.
Well, yeah,
KB's Pam and Pam. Oscar. He's Pam, and in turn is Oscar. Good show, very that fun. Office.
Very fun.
And then
okay, well, it was.
Yeah.
Lil Sass would be Stanley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course. For obvious reasons.
Che, you'd have to be Dwight if he's if
yeah.
Nick is
I feel like Nate would be Dwight.
Yeah.
Nate, get in here. Running away.
Nate would definitely be Dwight.
I didn't know Dave was a big Gervais guy.
Dave would be Gervais. That's who Dave would be. He'd be Gervais.
You've just read his name.
What?
Gervais.
So Dave tweeted that Gervais is in his top three.
Yeah, I didn't expect that either. He did have a great run on HBO where he had like five great shows. Idiot Abroad was a hilarious show.
Awesome show.
What's other Life's Gervais Too shows? Short. Life's Too Short.
That Liam Neeson sketch with on Life's Too Short.
Wait, what was the one where Stephen Merchant was trying to get pussy?
Ladies Man or Hello
yes,
Ladies or
yes,
something?
Yes, Hello Ladies. That was a good one. And then there was an animated one.
He's too
one.
Tall.
Did you see that fucking story about Wilt Chamberlain and Wilt Chamberlain and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar were in an elevator and a guy walked in and like saw them both and he was like, oh, how's the weather up there? And Wilt Chamberlain spat on him and said, it's raining.
Is that true?
Yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar told the story. Jesus Christ. That's a savage. Yeah, it made me never want to make fun of a tall person again.
What would you do if they were like, how's the weather down there?
How's my dick taste?
Yeah.
How do my ball sack smell? How's my set smell?
How's my set?
Tall people don't like to be made fun of.
Yeah, they
especially when, especially yeah, young be. Tall people.
Young tall people.
Like when like a sixth grader is like 6 feet tall.
YTPs.
Yeah.
And a radio station devotes 2 months straight to mocking them. Then writing like elaborate fan fiction about their
yeah. About them
but they're
being
gross
nine,
height,
oh, damn
yeah.
near 10 feet.
Wait a second.
Yeah,
that's two deep voices today.
Just by the numbers, Wilt Chamberlain probably slept with that guy's wife.
No,
Wilt Chamberlain lied.
Did he?
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't fuck that much. And he also, I think he said it was one of his greatest regrets that he ever put that number out there, because it just clouded everybody's perception of him.
What did he say? Like 5,000 or something?
50,000.
No, he didn't.
20,000.
Oh, okay. 20,000. 20,000. I knew it was five digits, though. Mm-hmm. Something so preposterous that where he had to fuck, he like fucked three girls a day since he was 15 or something like that.
Mid five figs.
Get Nate in here. Blattman would be Roy.
Yep.
Roy. Always trying to fuck KB. KB's ex.
Oh, yeah, I'm paying. I feel like Collins would be a good Roy.
Collins could be Roy.
Collins is Roy.
And then, fuck, who would be fucking Kevin? Oh, my God, I fucking love The Office.
Sheesh.
Who would be fucking Kevin? Brandon would be Kevin.
Well, you're leaving yourself out.
I said that I'm the one of those interns that gets hired in season 8.
I like those guys.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Plop?
Yeah, Plop. That's who I truly am. That's who my inner spirit is. I'm sad that Rediscovering America is over. Are you guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can be sad for the both of us.
You guys aren't sad?
No, it had a natural conclusion.
When's season 2 going to happen? Mm-hmm. Are you going to give it a break or are you going to jump right back into it?
No, I think
I feel like you were filming it for so long.
Yeah, it was all in 2021.
Yeah.
So come 2022.
Isn't that impressive? There was only 5 episodes.
There were long episodes, though. Hour-long yes. episodes?
Yeah, yeah.
It's 5 movies, brother.
Yeah, honestly, it's a miniseer. Like, you could throw that shit on
mini-seer.
HBO.
Yeah, I was happy yeah. with the way the last one went and the way it ended.
Me too. A little bit proud.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Did you send it to anybody?
No.
No, you didn't brag about it? Or
no.
Why not?
What would I say?
Check this shit out.
Nah.
Check what I've been working on.
Nah, there's a lot of people who are just like, I'm sure it's good, but I can't do a 55-minute plus video. And I couldn't either.
And then they watch.
Well, people will listen to 10 podcasts a week, but they can't watch a video.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
They should be supporting. Or they should make
Rediscovering America. See, Brandon's just walking around, fucking walking
his
softly.
His interview's at 1:30, I think he said.
As hard as you 135? Walk, that's how soft Brandon walks. Mm. He walks like he's afraid of the ground.
He's a soft-ass walker.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Yo. Yes, bro. Tell us a joke from your five, bro. Give us something from your five.
Did you guys talk about that?
No.
So what happened? You get to the comedy show. There's five people total.
No, well, it was four people total.
Okay.
Yeah.
Four, and they're all performing?
This was an open mic. It wasn't a show.
So four performers, no crowd.
No, three performers.
One
host.
Audience.
No, one
host.
Oh,
no audience.
Oh, no audience.
Still no audience.
There's rarely an actual
So when
audience.
Someone's performing, the other three just sitting down right in front?
Yes.
Okay.
And the lights were on, so you could see all of their facial expressions.
And were they looking at you, or you could just tell that they were
looking at you, or just like on their phone? They're not even there.
Yeah.
You're just basically doing it for an
empty room.
So
the first person goes, was it not you?
I was the first.
You were the first.
I was the first, besides for the host.
How did they introduce you?
Harry. Go by my real
name. Did you get any claps?
Yeah, of course.
Is there a bar?
No.
So it's just a room?
Just a room.
Was it like a bringer show?
No.
And you tell your jokes, and what reaction did you get? What facial expression?
The best I got was a... But I mean...
That's pretty good. That shows it's funny.
Okay, you can't really, it's not like a bad... I don't care. I really don't get, upset about it at all, because it was no one laughed the entire time except for me. I laughed at everyone else's jokes. So
yeah,
because
you were in the moment. You were you had done your time. You didn't have to live in your head anymore. You could just watch the show.
I guess.
Probably going over their acts the entire time, nervous.
No one's nervous for doing stand-up in front of three people.
Didn't they accuse you of being high?
I would.
Yeah,
I'd be trembling.
I've done it before in front of two people.
That's worse than a full crowd.
And we did.
Imagine
we all did.
Face-to-face with some stranger and you have to just recite jokes.
Yeah. The worst part was he was like... He was like, all right, we can all do 10 minutes since it's a small show, obviously. And I was like, dude, I don't want to watch these people for 10 minutes each. I'd rather just do 5 minutes and then get out of here. I got there early so I could go first so that I could leave right after. Because usually you can leave after you're done. You're supposed to stay, but no one stays. And I was like, I want to get in there and get out because I hate waiting and watching all these people's shows or sets. And yeah, it was that we all did 10 minutes. I didn't leave.
10?
Yeah, but it was a loose 10.
Did you do any crowd work?
Does that mean
so what do you
seven
do?
Or
yeah,
new comedian?
Like seven.
Okay. All right.
A loose 10.
And yeah, it was just brutal. And so I try and laugh to make it less uncomfortable so people aren't just doing jokes into the
I
void.
Do that at comedy shows as well, especially really small ones.
It's just part of being a human.
Yeah, exactly. And this girl's going, it was two dudes plus me. And then a girl. The girl's going last, and I was laughing, and she goes, are you high?
What?
And I was Jesus Christ.
She's like, no, I won't laugh then. That's fine.
I know.
We'll have it your way. That's fucked up.
I was like,
did
I'm
she
just
not want you to
pretending
laugh?
To laugh at your jokes to make it less uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I don't really, it didn't really matter. It didn't bother me at all.
What were some of her jokes? I feel like you can
give
away.
She didn't do any jokes. She just went up there and was like, this is so uncomfortable. I can't believe I paid $5 for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
And the host was pissed. I was like, dude, you can't be hosting an open mic and get mad when it is done that we had to pay $5 to do an open mic in front of three people.
Did the guy just pocket $25 or
$20?
I doubt
he even gets any of the money. I'm assuming the place takes it, the club takes it.
Jesus Christ. It seems that's just so I guess
it was a waste of time and money.
Yeah, it's just sad. It's just sad.
That's the reason I don't like doing open mics, because it's just so depressing. That's I don't care about what happens to my jokes. The worst part about it is going there and seeing grown men doing it in front of three people.
I feel like
you invited me to do it.
Yeah, I didn't know it was
going
to be like that. I didn't think it was going to be like that. I've done mics there before that have been awesome. The 6 o'clock show, they were like, oh yeah, there's 15 people signed up. And I was like, oh, awesome. Glad I went to the 5 o'clock show where there was two people signed up.
Why didn't you just wait around till 6?
Because I don't want to sit and wait from watching their 15 people's
sets. Why don't you just do your thing again, though? I feel like just it's about reps and just doing it a ton of times.
Yeah, but you don't want to wait there is the thing. It's like you're there for if for 15 people, Mike, you're probably there for an hour and a half.
Yeah, but you could sit on your phone just the same way that
You really can't, though.
But I'm saying until you get there. Or you just don't want to hear other people's jokes.
You just don't want to sit and watch their 15 people go. It's really, like, tedious.
You should have got
I mean, Owen,
there,
you've
there.
Been there. It's brutal.
Yeah. I didn't think it was that bad.
And we and I went, what, like, sixth? I was pretty close to the top on that one.
Yeah, we probably watched eight before you.
Yeah.
Che, would you ever hop
like
on the stage?
More after that.
Yeah.
I actually have.
Really?
A long time ago, yeah.
What about now? Been getting your reps in on the
No, I haven't done anything.
Get a lot of laughs.
I don't have anything written.
What were your jokes?
I don't. This we're talking. This was like 10 years ago, probably. But I did it once in front of.
You were a prop comic, weren't you?
I was not. No. I wasn't.
Yeah.
Just a big jug of mayonnaise and just spreading it all over yourself.
Shit would be hilarious.
That'd be hilarious. Like, well,
you're doing 6 minutes in Boston.
Never doing any minutes.
I told them you would. So.
I am not going to do it. They're going to be disappointed. I would think about it so much that I would like over prepare for it. And that's not funny. And, like, I would have to do a bunch of mics and I just don't.
Why do you have to separate it from what you like normally do?
Cuz it's like a serious undertaking. Comedy.
But don't you do that every day?
Not talk for 5 or 6 minutes straight for like a crowd that expects jokes.
It would be so easy.
Do it for like an hour.
I don't know. I guess it's how I frame it in my mind. I'm down to rewire my brain. I'm trying to rewire my brain in all kinds of ways. I'm trying to like vegetables. I'm trying to go to sleep earlier. Uh-huh. I'm trying to rewire the fuck out of my brain.
I've been trying to have a wet dream.
What are you just going hands off on your dick?
Hands
just
off
don't touch
completely.
Your dick.
Hands off completely, and I'm falling asleep to ASMR porn.
Really?
Yep.
No way. That'll be awesome once you have one.
I had sleep paralysis last night.
Jesus.
I had a TikTok playing on a loop, and I was awake and could hear it, but couldn't move to turn it off.
That's a nightmare.
It was terrible.
Literally.
Could be worse, though.
Sure.
At least it wasn't everything.
Yeah, someone could have killed you.
Yeah. Well, no, I guess
you could have stabbed
paralysis.
Someone could have murdered you in
I've heard the
blood.
Ones. I've never had sleep paralysis, but I've only
could've
heard
been
about
worse.
The ones.
I could have had to like listen to 3 comics for 4 minutes each.
That would be a pretty bad sleep paralysis.
Nobody's stories are as bad as yours.
No, I meant like at least you don't have like the demon in the side of your room. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, I get it.
I've never had that. I've just heard about it.
Yeah, I get it. And then like some
that's so Jim. That's such a Jim. See, bro, do you see what I was saying?
An artist drew a picture of it, and it's like exactly what everybody sees, which is weird.
That's terrifying.
Beelzebub or whatever?
That's just the devil.
I thought Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
So what's the thought process when you're having sleep paralysis? Are you like
a battle rhapsody?
Yeah.
Nah, never mind. Keep
going, no, come on.
How do you break out of it?
Sleep paralysis?
Yeah. Or do you just go to bed?
I eventually was like out of the shackles.
Yeah.
That's what it feels
so
like.
So crazy.
Like,
and you can like,
yeah,
it could, like, it's crazy.
Is it horrifying?
Yes, every single time.
It's the worst feeling in the world. Second worst feeling in the world.
What's first?
Going to an open mic.
That's true.
Damn.
I can't believe Phil just walked in. He just went around the back.
He went around the back.
Phil just went around back. He just walked around to the back. That's Brandon I'm talking to. People can't see. Brandon's standing there real anxious.
Let's go to the one in Brooklyn tonight, Seth.
I'm not going to do that.
Right. You're dressed for it. Brooklyn would go gaga for how you dress now.
Bro, I can't do the ones in Brooklyn. They're way too PC over there.
You can't really let it go.
Get chased out of town.
Yeah.
I saw a guy from
Brooklyn.
They
couldn't handle the heat I'm bringing.
He was tweeting that theft should be legal.
That's funny.
That's not a very even Brooklyn as a person
not even a joke.
Tweet.
No. Theft should be legal.
Brandon, we've seen you the entire show. You could have been cracking jokes with us,
no,
but instead you've been pacing.
My interview was supposed to get here at 1:30. He's late. So.
No, he just walked in.
No, not him.
I thought it was two people.
It is two people. I'm getting one at 1:30. I'm getting him at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock?
He's waiting for PMT.
We've got him at 4.
Tell him to... Yeah. No, I thought we had him at... All right. We have him later on.
You have him at 3 as well?
Well, yeah. We'll have to figure something out.
I could tag team
put him through the gauntlet.
Yeah.
We'll just have to have him pick.
I
think I know who
today.
He's going to pick.
Yeah.
I was on a bachelor party with him, okay?
You were on a bachelor party with him.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Who is this?
Bond for Life?
Yeah.
CM Punk.
Shit.
Wait, was that the same bachelor party with Mayor?
Yeah.
And that was the bachelor party of the shrimp guy?
Yeah.
What a tale.
I know, it is a tangled web.
You ready?
He's ready now.
Are we good?
Bring him in.
He's good? I bring him in.
Does anybody know what that sign was?
That mean, he went like this, and I don't know what that means.
So you went thumbs up.
He
wave,
gave you the round third base.
Okay. What down. Does CM stand for?
Chicago made.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it is.
That's Chicago, real cool. Chicago made punk.
I think that's what it
that
means.
Sounds like a fucking a band or some shit mm-hmm. like that.
It does.
Mm-hmm. I changed my name to MM Sass. Massachusetts made Sass. Well, what about your city?
Shit.
Yeah. It would be DM Sass.
Yeah. That's good, too.
Uh-huh. That would be great. Duxbury made Sass.
Don't dox yourself. Fucking Duxbury.
People already know, brother.
It's
Chick Magnet.
What?
No,
Brandon, what the fuck?
Wait,
Brandon, aren't you supposed to be interviewing this guy?
What the fuck? Chick Magnet.
I thought it was Chicago made. I don't think that's right.
Ew.
It's not Chick Magnet.
That's a kind of lame
Google
name.
Google is saying yes. It's right.
No, that's not.
What's LL yeah. stand
wait,
for in Cool J?
He revealed under
no,
oath.
No, it's Louisiana Living.
Why did he have to go under oath?
Brandon.
No.
Oh, no. That was mortifying.
No, that's not, that's
cancel,
not right.
You should cancel the interview.
That's not, I don't think that's
what do you
right.
mean that's not right?
That's not right.
Just
Google
pulled
just
it up on
why
Google.
Why don't we get him in here and ask?
Where is his crazy ass?
Where is his what chick magnet ass?
He's woofing
down.
That was according to Ross Berman of WrestleZone.
He was on the Chick Magnet tag team. Come on, man.
He's probably somewhere in the office just
CM
fugging.
Punk testifies under oath that his name stands for Chick Magnet.
Under
he's
oath,
just under oath so he,
he's,
just
he's the.
So if it is yeah, Chicago made, he will go to hell,
or at least be. Yeah, he's perjured himself. He'll
oof.
At least be thrown in the.
What game. Oof?
Fuck me! I thought it was Chicago made. Oof. Well, there goes a question.
No, ask. What do you mean? It's a way better question. We just argued about it organically, and now we can drive our audience to your interview.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that cross integration, Brandon. Is Grandin going to be staying up here?
Grandin got her internship moved to February, so
yeah.
I would like for her to work her way into a full time job, but that's on her, not on anybody else.
She's so. Doing a great job.
Yeah, she books your travel.
She took over a tough job, Kelsey's job, yeah. and now she's doing an equally great job.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thankless job, especially working with Sass, who misses planes, trains, and automobiles like it's his job.
Oh, mm-hmm. I actually got my train with my own money.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, that was stupid, too.
That was dumb.
Was
dumb.
That's
well,
another
I felt bad
because
I missed.
Oh, yeah.
That's
much worse.
I missed yeah. the first
you
one.
You felt bad for a corporation? You felt bad for your company?
No, I had to buy it last second, and I didn't have a company. I don't have a company card.
Go steal bro. Something right now.
Not all of us have one.
We all have one.
Yeah, all of us have one. Owen's got his.
I got a stack of gift cards.
That was for Erica, though. You want to color something in, KB?
Read me a page.
You fucking got this, bro. What did you get for your Pollyanna? Brandon, do you have anything?
Oh, have you been to your desk yet, Kyle?
No.
Just hasn't picked up his Pollyanna gift.
What do you mean? Well,
Erica got us all something. Swap. Erica got us all a little something.
What is this?
That's what she got me. A coloring book.
Fuck reality.
Yeah.
You suck.
Oh, it's not true? Who does that sound like then? Who else could that be?
Fuck off.
Be happy. It drives assholes.
Cheer the fuck up.
Yeah, that's one of my
mixed
favorite ones.
Messages. Asshole.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That one just says fuck?
Stop fucking around.
Yes.
Shitstorm. Resting.
And you want to color those?
Get fucked.
That's awesome.
Oh, fuck. Basic bitch. They got to make some for the men, though. These are all women-centric.
We need cheer the fuck
a men coloring
be...
book?
Yeah.
Yeah, coloring yeah. book for men.
Remember when authors were obsessed with like putting swear words in their titles?
Always
you
in
mean
self-help
currently?
Books.
The are they still doing the subtle art of not giving a fuck?
There definitely are, is. There's
it's
like a fuck section of the
there is
of
a fuck
Barnes
section.
And Noble now. And it's just all self-help books. Unfuck your fuck.
Yeah.
I could use that.
Unfuck your fuck.
I see that. I
my fuck
pick it
is
up.
Fucked right now.
Tired of your fuck
fucked.
Being fucked. Unfuck your fuck.
It just says it's one page book and it just says fuck it. All right.
That would actually probably like sell off the shit.
It definitely would. Yeah. We got to do that for the for our Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
We got to sell your unfuck fuck. Your fuck by
we're
Dr. Fuck.
We're releasing Letterman jackets that just say like anxiety.
Yeah.
And then what is going to be an anxiety one and a depression one?
And yeah. It's going to sell like crazy.
Yeah. We're trying to get them in Urban Outfitters.
We're trying to get, like, you know how there's, like, racing jackets for Zyrtec? We're trying to get Zoloft on one.
Yeah, it's like that NASCAR definitely exists.
It definitely exists.
Yeah, that, someone jumped on that early.
Yeah,
well, there's got to be other. There's got to be new antidepressants.
Yeah.
There's got to be some new shit that nobody's fucking talking about. And maybe some ketamine shit.
Do they release
ketamine is making a comeback.
Ketamine's making a big comeback.
Yeah, definitely.
The hot new antidepressant.
Comeback? Ketamine's fully back.
Yeah, I saw a fashion blogger wearing a necklace of real Xanax bars.
I saw that too. And that just is tight as fuck. We should do one for, like, over-the-counter ones. So just, like, like a Tums.
Rolades.
Believe.
Yeah. That would actually be incredible to sell for, like, a weekend, a beer weekend, a wings weekend. You're just drinking and, like, betting and, like, you just have some Tums on a necklace. I feel like that could sell. I feel like that could play. We're doing a fucking show here.
We're doing a fucking show. Fucking you're gonna fuck my fuck.
Unfuck your fuck. That'd be fucking sick. Did the new Snapchat show come out yet that you guys have?
Yeah, blink and you'll miss it. literally. But yeah, I think it's out.
Is it?
Until it gets
done. I don't know.
How'd your clean jokes come? Fastuli. How's that
two got mud pie? Two got cut.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, why? They love cutting your jokes.
Yeah, it's
they should do a Snapchat show where Doug's is a rapist and Frank.
Did you see that tweet?
I think so. What did it say?
Driving. Let's see if we can do it by memory.
I said Doug's is a
rapist. Yeah, we'll do it by memory.
Driving up to Boston. Mm-hmm.
It would be cool to be in a TV show or movie someday.
Yeah, you would be a rapist.
And?
What?
You would be a rapist and I would be the gangster.
Oh, nice. No, the investigator.
No, the gangster. Not even. It's not even related.
Oh, so it's just two different stories.
Two different plot lines.
Gangster and rapist.
You find out at the end they're like fucking brothers or something.
It's like an officer and a gentleman.
Oh, he would be, you would be a rape suspect and I would be a gangster. Okay. At least he says suspect.
Yeah.
You look so suspect that people thought that you raped. That is truly fucked. Brandon, you could have been here the whole time, man. We could have been talking about the rape shit earlier.
I always misestimate. I underestimate or overestimate the time I'm going to need for an interview. And I just wait. I just wait around like a puppy. And now my guys...
As a man, why are you estimating?
As a man.
I estimate. Oh, this is probably something I missed earlier in the show.
No, not even.
Yep. Busted.
You're not. You don't even listen to the Yak. Name three of our bits.
Name three of our bits.
You talking to me or Sass?
No, you.
Oh, well, the Sharky Duck.
It's bit.
Well, that's a shtick, actually.
Getting the Yak taken down at least twice a week.
That's a gag.
That's kind of my thing.
Yeah. Brandon.
Whoa, you're doing my. Anybody that's canceled is like, you're stealing my shit.
Brandon, your skin looks clearer, though.
I have been moisturizing.
Is that really what it is?
Yes.
So is that a bit or a shtick?
No, that's my wife made me.
Really?
That's a bit.
It looks good, though. I feel like
I've been moisturizing. Thank you.
Looks fantastic. The beard, too.
Find a new slant, Brandon.
Roseco was my bit. Eczema was my shtick.
You told me to get Soolantra, and the doctor wouldn't prescribe it to me. He said that was the wrong prescription. You were wrong, Ron, when you tried to diagnose me.
It's probably too strong. It's like ivermectin. It's like, oh, you can't have...
Well, I had that for the COVID.
Yeah, the ivermectin will get you
eczema.
Right.
It was gross.
Yes, bro. Mm-hmm. That shit will take you over.
Yeah.
That shit is flesh-eating.
Not a fan.
You have a lot of nerve pointing out people's mistakes after that CM Punk gaffe earlier this
show.
Say it again.
Don't even say it again, man. That was too far.
Brandon.
He said you'd be a bigger suspect than Doug's.
Oh, shit.
No. I'm trying to think of how the gangster ties into the rape suspect.
It's just
like you're under arrest for rape, but first I got to stop by the bank, and then the bank gets robbed.
I think they go on the lam together. I think they wind up, like, he's stopping by the bank, and the gangster's robbing the bank, and they, like, both pile into the car, thinking they, like, both have the same Kia or something like
but
that.
But how would the gangster know that he's a rape suspect?
He finds it out halfway along the way.
So it's like a bank across the street from like an orphanage, and they're both robbing from each. They get into the same car. We got to get out of here.
A timeless mix-up. It's like bulletproof.
It could be like a Godfather type thing where like
Frank is the godfather. And then Doug's is like
Fredo.
Going to him. He's going to him for help.
He's like, I've raped too off. Much.
Well, maybe he didn't.
You come
do
to
the
me
rape.
On the day of my daughter's wedding telling me about all the people you've raped.
He could have not done it, bro.
Yeah, he's just a suspect.
Do you know what suspect means?
Wow.
Wow.
Jeez.
I need to do the work.
Just
you're
spit
right
on the criminal justice system.
Fuck. Innocent till proven guilty.
In this story, he did it.
Punk. Yeah.
Well, yes, of course.
Got your dumbass.
I don't know why you would do that.
You got your dumbass looking like a dog with a tennis ball, man.
Chicago made.
What the fuck did you say to me? We saved you.
It's better than Chick Magnet.
What?
Bro. I kind of think it is, too.
Pause.
I kind of think it is, too.
Where's CM Punk from?
Chicago.
Hmm.
What he is
made in
from
Chicago.
Juliet. Oh. Where is he from?
Yeah, he's from,
Romeoville.
He's from Evanston.
Now my Duxbury made is only. It only makes sense for it to be Dude Magnet now.
Yeah. Oh
Dick
no,
Magnet.
It's Dick Magnet.
Dick Magnet. Dick Magnet Punk.
Embarrassing.
Is it true?
Who was the last Chick Magnet? Because that word was always cool, and then it just died. It went out on top.
I think Chet Hanks might have shut it down.
No. Sheckler. Could have been Sheckler. Were you saying it's Sheckler?
Was he the last Chick Magnet?
Chick Magnet.
Cool J. Ladies loved him.
There were a couple in Cool J's wake.
I love that he went. The only word he didn't initialize is cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it is.
Ladies love Cool James.
He made cool, cool.
And
cool,
it's just,
cool wasn't even cool before him.
All right. Okay, LLCJ?
No. Nah, that'll confuse people.
C could be anything.
Hugh Hefner?
Did he steal Beans Wave or vice versa?
Hugh Hefner could be one.
Who?
Cool J.
What did he do?
Beans.
Steal Beans shtick.
Beans from Even Stevens or Beanie Siegel?
Fucking LL Bean.
Well,
why don't you stick?
Why don't you
stick
around?
That's kind of your lane.
All right, yeah, we'll chat with
the Please stick
for
around.
A little bit. You're the only one.
What's his music?
Walk this way.
For real?
A Cult of Personality by Living
Oh,
Color.
A Cult of Personality.
Will you sing it when he walks in?
No, that's
bait. Yeah, he loves that.
In my eyes, why don't you see? Something like that.
We're going to clown you for getting this wrong.
No,
in front of him.
I would rather you didn't.
No,
we have nothing else to talk to him about. And we got to distract
Well, then why did
Punk?
You ask that for him to come in here?
Because I want him in.
I want to... See if he's hungry. See if he needs his tummy filled. Yo, Punk.
Fill that tummy.
After he came back, Roan said he wanted to be an AEW wrestler.
I just want to talk to the crowd. The way that he talks to the crowd is fucking incredible. He just pontificates. He's just up there fucking yakking to
I
the
don't
people.
Know that he pontificates.
He bloviates.
He does bloviate. Mm.
He's not on a pontiff?
I don't think he pontificates.
There's a little bit of a pontiff going
I think
on
that,
there.
That says like he's almost pensive at times. He's not. He's very direct.
Here we go.
Oh, there's. I gotta go do that one.
All right,
bro. Get your guy.
Good luck.
Oh,
hey. What's going on,
Brian?
What's up, brother? How are you doing?
Good to see you, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's up, brother? Good to see you, man.
Yeah, so good to see you guys, too. I hear him on the yak.
This is the yak, yes.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, all we do is yak, man. We just kick back and yak, bro.
Okay.
Anything you want to yak about?
Oh, gosh.
Get it off your chest, man. Unburden yourself. This is a safe space.
No, I mean, there's nothing that really I need to get off my chest. People typically ask me questions. Do you know the fear of the blank page?
Yo.
So all of a sudden, people give you the platform to say whatever you want. Mm-hmm.
It's terrifying.
And then that's when you just go, oh, no, I don't have anything worthwhile to say.
Yeah. That's not true, though, bro. Don't be
See,
down
that in itself worked.
What's
yeah.
that?
That was good.
That
you got to start it.
Yeah.
That was a topic that you brought up.
Okay, yeah.
This goofy motherfucker thought CM standard for...
This is...
Stood for... I'm still going to tell him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chicago Made.
Not at all.
I did think CM stood for Chicago Made and CM Punk. It's Chick Magnet. That's what Google says.
We're roasting him all day for that shit.
Oh, so I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that's even true. And I mean, I don't know this. I always assumed it was Charles Montgomery for Charles Montgomery Burns from The Simpsons.
Why did
what?
You assume that? That's
why would it be that?
That's an out there assumption.
No. It's a wild one.
No, that's your
it's
first
a wild
thought.
One.
It's a crazy assumption.
It is a crazy assumption, but I think, yeah, that's what you bring for. Oh, do you know what we could talk about? It's flat Earth. Are you guys into that?
Yes, bro.
Yes.
Bro, it definitely is flat, right?
I mean, I can't even comprehend that.
Spheres.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, why would it be in a sphere?
Why don't we meet in the middle and just say concave?
Or like a crescent.
Convex.
Yeah,
crescent.
Crescent.
So I don't think the moon stuff makes sense if it's flat.
Oh, no.
Yes. Facts.
Well, the moon definitely exists. You can see it. What does it make sense
about
the moon?
Phases of the moon. Do you understand how the phases of the moon work?
Not even a little bit.
Like,
no.
So if you look out, like last night, it was nearly a full moon.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was a waning gibbous.
So, on which side of the Earth does the moon have to be for it to be close to a full moon?
Wow.
The top half?
No, it has to be semi behind the Earth and the sun. So the sun is here. The Earth is in the middle. The sun reflects off the moon as the Earth is spinning around. And that's why the moon looks full. As the moon rotates around the Earth, because the moon goes
counterclockwise,
goes around the Earth. As it goes around, then the sun positioning makes the different phases of the moon. And it's really very simple if you just take, like, because I've done this with my daughter, you take a flashlight, you take an orange, and then you take a little thing and go around. And then she clearly understands how the moon works. But now it doesn't make sense if the Earth is flat. I don't know why.
Is that?
I guess are you arguing for or against flat Earth?
You don't think we've ever been to the moon? Is that what you're saying?
I don't say that. And if you accuse Buzz Aldrin of that, he will punch you.
Yeah,
in the
he
face.
Will punch you in the face.
Although I think one of the fun things about it is, like, it's fun to have doubts about it, right? Like, why would you make it up, right?
Yeah.
And like, what's the point? What's the purpose? Like,
say you've been to the moon.
I would lie about that.
But one of the things that I love about the flat Earth theory is, why are all these people covering it up? Why would you cover up?
They
the
don't
want
to know what's underneath.
Yo, what if some crazy shit is underneath?
Yes.
Just think
the
about
elites
it.
Live on the edge. It's hell of the view.
But, like, you know, but
it's
then
been hot hogging the view.
But then you go into the people who are like, okay, well, like, regular people drill for oil, right?
Yes.
They're the ones digging mines. Correct. And all that kind of stuff. So they're the ones actually going the deepest. So that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, it doesn't.
So,
dude, you are on one today. Yeah. What do you think is weirder, people who don't eat eggs or people who don't eat cheese?
Mm. Okay, so I don't eat either?
Shut up.
What?
So,
what a weirdo.
You don't eat eggs or cheese?
No.
So which do you think was the weirder, like, step for you to take?
The harder step is they're both hard because eggs and cheese are in everything.
Yes.
And so, but I think maybe the cheese is harder because cheese is delicious on its own, whereas, like, an egg, you actually have to cook. Like, some people don't, I suppose, but, like, cheese,
Rocky,
you can just grab straight out of the refrigerator and just eat. But I think there's, like, you know, I think ethically, it would be easier for me to eat an egg, from a free range organic chicken.
Because they're not doing anything with it.
What's
the
that?
Chicken's not doing anything with the egg.
And the egg is unfertilized.
Right.
We eat unfertilized eggs. So it could have never become another chicken.
It had no chance, right?
It had no chance of becoming. It's like a woman's period.
Yeah,
right?
It's exactly,
you know,
like that.
It's exactly
dude,
like that.
Dude, I want an all omelet right? suddenly. You're talking about language, brother.
Yeah. So another thing that we could talk about here on the Yak is because, you know, as I tend towards a vegan diet and people say all sorts of things about, you know, about vegan diets, I find it really fascinating, and nobody really brings this up, is that, like, if you eat an apple, like, so people say, like, oh, but you kill plants. And I'm like, no, I don't really kill plants. Like, when I eat an apple, the tree doesn't die. Essentially, I'm eating the tree's sperm.
Yeah.
Which is maybe the better.
Essentially.
So, yes.
So you're just, so it's a diet of sperm and period.
Yeah. So I'm eating the sperm because that's how.
You're guzzling it.
He's guzzling it.
To get a bushel of cum.
That's how.
Think about an apple pie.
An apple pie.
It's a cream pie.
It's a bukkake. An apple pie is a
Oh my god, I'm starving now.
It's the tree's semen. That's how they reproduce other trees.
So is every fruit semen?
Most fruits are semen.
What about legumes?
Actually, real fruits, like, are semens because they contain the seed inside of them. And so in theory, that has to get into the ground and then for another tree to grow. So
What do you think about the theory that there are some plants that scream when you cut them at a certain frequency that they can experience some type of pain?
So, I mean, I believe all living things experience something, mm-hmm. whether we can identify where that is or not. You know, there's a certain branch of veganism where they don't eat root vegetables because, like I said, eating an apple does not kill the tree. Eating a carrot kills the carrot, right? Yeah. So they refuse to eat carrots because they don't want to kill any of the plants. So
I'm going to take it one step further and just eat pebbles and sand.
No, pebbles. Rocks are conscious. There's people
rocks
who think rocks
are
conscious.
Rocks are conscious.
People think that rocks have a level of vibration of consciousness to them, dude.
Well, I mean, then we're getting into, this is real great yak stuff as far as what is consciousness.
Yo, right? Brian, talk about it, Brian.
Yeah, let's get deep in. Like, I don't even really know that you guys exist. You guys could all be figments of my imagination. Mm-hmm.
It's and, more likely than not.
Yeah, and that it's just my consciousness projecting you guys because I need to feel validated that somebody would want me to be on the yak.
Is it working?
So do you think when you leave this room, will you just like turn off?
No, you might not. I just constructed this world.
Okay. Yeah.
In which people want to hear my opinions on things because my consciousness needs that validation or something along those lines. Likewise, you could also be seeing me in the same sense and that your consciousness needs me to exist for some reason that I don't know. I don't know what your mental issues are or all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so I may exist in your mind purely for some psychological need that you have.
This is incredible. Yes. I know Brandon wants to talk to you one-on-one, and we don't want to rob him too long.
Using his questions. because
Apple
Brandon
sperm?
Had a whole thing. So you wrote down, we're all products of sperm, right? In turn, does that make us fruit?
We are the tree. We are the tree. The sperm was the fruit.
Okay.
Do you need sugars? Do you need fruit? I can give that to you.
I'm good. Let's pause.
Yeah. Those are the things, you know, that we're talking about. We as humans are the trees. If you're talking about plant replication,
well, you got to come back sometime. Make us an apple pie, homemade, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. We'll
eat together. But for the time being. Please, Brandon, enjoy yourself, you know?
Let's go talk wrestling.
Yeah, we're going to talk wrestling.
Exactly, we didn't even get into the absurdity of free will. I mean, come on. Let's go.
Come on, Brian.
Yeah, get out. You're probably hungry.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man. Take it easy. Unbelievable stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good shit, man. Wow, man. I never thought of orange juice as...
Cum.
It's just a fucking bucket of jizz.
And apple pie. He made the crust, too.
It's all made from scratch.
Just a pie thief stealing cum from a windowsill.
Just like what dipping you.
I fucking hate Thanksgiving.
Oh, fuck, man. I don't know.
Keep
yakking.
I'll bite. What was that?
We just got. We were on an episode of Joe Rogan for a second.
Shit. Yeah, we got deep and we got deep with Brian.
Wrestlers, man, they're all the same.
Was he? Is that his genesis? Is that his origin story?
Who was that?
That was Daniel Bryan. Bryan Danielson.
I thought it was CM.
Yeah, you asked him a CM Punk.
I know.
Was that CM Punk that came to the window?
Yeah.
Yes. Classic. Okay.
Does CM Punk have a tattoo of like a Pepsi logo? Just the big Pepsi logo.
Yes.
All right.
That's what Craven Pepsi Punk. No, that's a
he pressed his penis against the glass, though.
Did he press his? Is there
it's
an
a
outline?
Penis.
That's his. That's what he calls his penis.
He
I
does.
It was the like the pubis region.
His mound. His mons pubis.
Yeah.
Yo. KB, how's that make you feel as a Coke guy? That's how Sass was laughing last night at the comedy show.
It was.
Shit is hilarious. All right, should we wrap it up? Is it time to go get some shawarma?
Ooh.
Some lunch?
We shawarma-ing?
Yeah,
let's go get it. Mm-hmm. Oh, we don't have a choice.
They're playing us out. All right, boys. Yeah, sorry.